When you found out about the album and you were asked to do it, mm-hmm. your initial reaction was obviously, yes, I want to do this.
Yeah, I thought it was quite exciting. He said to me, whatever you wanted to do, the first album in particular, and at that point I was thinking, what would I do? And I thought, oh, you know what? In the can, I have a track which could go on this album. And it would stay in the can if I didn't put it out through Rediscovered, so, you know.
So you're continuously writing and creating music?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, right now I have a live album, a special edition, live at the Olympia Theatre, Need Your Imagination. I have a track which is in the Soul Chart going up with Rob Scott, which is a track called Gotta Get Over You. I just had another hit with Plastic Bertrand from he's a punk from Belgium. And I was on tour with the Gorillaz. We had a hit record in America, The Lost Chord, which did extremely well. I found a new audience through that. And in February next year, we have a smooth jazz album with Bill Sharp, Lee John and Bill Sharp, called Intimate Glow. So it's a beautiful album where you can sit back and be relaxed. And I'm now processing getting into doing the Lee John album, which everybody's saying, what are you doing? Because I've done a lot of recording, but it's been very busy because I've been producing film documentaries. I have a documentary on I Love St. Lucia, which was featured in the Windrush tour recently, festival all through the summer. And then I've been working on Flashback, the history of UK black music, for nearly a decade. We have a new team on board to finish Flashback because it's a legacy of artists from the turn of the century till today. And I've promised some of the people that are in it are not with us anymore, producers, some of the artists, and I promised them that their stories will be heard, uplifting, showing what they've contributed to British black music. So for me, it's an important thing. And it's great being part of different projects. And being part of Rediscovered, for me, is another extension of doing something different and having someone doing remixes on it. Lem Springsteen, who wrote Free for Autrenate, he's a good friend of mine from America. He redid Do It Right Now, which is on the Rediscovered album. So it's good. I mean, Sunita was one of my backing singers in when we first went on tour in the 1980s.
Have you kept in touch?
Oh, God, yeah, we're like family. So, you know, we see each other all the time, you know.
So how did you decide which single you were going to put on it?
Well, Do It Right Now, for me, was an important message song, which I co-wrote with Steve Nichol from the group Loose Ends. And the message for it was, I think it's relevant to what was happening, and it's basically about how it was back in the day and how we have to do it right now and take that opportunity. And I kind of use that motto myself, instead of like sitting back on your morals, do it right now. You know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so do it right now. It's like our track from Imagination, Music and Lights, Forget Your Sorrows, Let It All Fade Away. So it's that kind of track, in a sense, Do It Right Now. So I thought this would be appropriate for the album.
Because when I spoke to you during COVID, everyone was holed up at home. And I mean, now do you feel that COVID's over, you can get back out there?
Well, during COVID, I was working, as you know. I was working during COVID.
But it's different, isn't it? Because I mean, I also was working during COVID, but there's nothing like being back in a studio or getting back to do things in. I mean, I guess we were lucky we could still work.
Yeah.
But it was different.
It was a different discipline, but what it did do for me was make sure that now when it gets to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, to stop. And I did that, and I disciplined it, and I have a company, and I have teams working with me. So after 7:30, don't bother me. Just let me, you know, replenish, get all things together. And I get up very early in the mornings and exercise and things like that. So it meant I could do a lot in the mornings, and I have amazing energy in the morning, so I can do as much. And sometimes I have a show to do in the evening, so it gives me time to get into that zone. So I take what I do very seriously. And you know, I think it's very important for the audiences that you, each show I do has to be the best. I've got to be the same energy. I've got to be at that level. So to do that, you have to sacrifice a great deal in your own private and personal time. And I believe in little battery packs. So I think, okay, you won't have so much champagne tonight. You won't have so much red wine tonight. You've got to, like, because you have that coming up. You know, you have to, as a discipline.